The Joe and Anthony Show does not necessarily reflect the views of Shyampa Radio, its sponsors, B Intermedia Group, or the local community radio station carrying this episode. This show can be offensive and may not be your safe space. So there's your trigger warning.
Now, back to some ass-kicking shiznit from Nullsoft Shoutcast.
This is the show that nobody told you about. This is the show that your mother warned you about. This is the show that you probably shouldn't be listening to. This is
the Joe and Anthony Show on
Shyampa.
You know, we should have a premium content something or other, because we tend to have some fun pre-shows, don't we, Anthony?
Yeah, they can be kind of interesting from time to time. But I don't know. That's kind of like, I don't know if I want to pull back the curtain that much with my listeners, you know. Sometimes it's important to keep that fourth wall there, you know. That sometimes needs
wall,
to be there.
Wall.
So, hey everyone. Hi, this is Anthony live in Tampa.
Hey everybody, Joe here, and I'm live in Studio B, and I'm back in the friendly confines of Chicagoland. And Betty, where are you today?
Betty, where'd you go, Betty? Betty!
Hi, Betty here, your lovable artificial personality unit.
I got nonsense.
This is episode 223 of the Joe and Anthony Show for Monday, May 24th, 2021. Did you know the Joe and Anthony Show has a page on Facebook? Just go to facebook.com/thejoeandanthonyshow. Our show can be found and listened to on Spotify, iTunes, Radio for All, and on Shyampa Radio. Visit www.shyampa.org. Then, go to the menu, click Programming, clicky-clicky The Joe and Anthony Show. Subscribe, add, like, favorite, or visit our website, just like us, damn it. And now, Joe and Anthony get cracking with the TP segment. Take it away, guys. Betty, Betty, Betty out.
Well, thanks, Betty.
You got it, Joe.
Thanks, Betty.
You got it, Anthony.
Betty, you sound a little overmodulated.
Does she now?
She sounded a little overmodulated with that thank you, that thank.
You got it, Anthony.
All right, we'll go with that. We can go with that for now.
All right.
All right. So,
you're welcome, Anthony.
Roger, sounds fine. So on yesterday, on Sunday, I decided to do a little yard work.
Oh.
And I decided to plant a 2-foot fir tree. Just 2 feet. Actually, maybe it was only a foot, maybe a foot and a half. It wasn't very big.
And it grew another foot overnight?
No, it took all day to plant the goddamn thing. Oh my god, the ground here is like arid and dry. It's like desert. I walk across my front lawn and it crunches. It crunches like frozen lawn crunches in the wintertime. But
like
this
cool
is like
Doritos in your mouth.
Yeah, like yeah, and it's like the color of Doritos. The ground is literally the color of Doritos.
Wow.
So I planted a tree and then I ran a soaker hose out to it in hopes that it will save it.
That's awkward because
that's incredibly awkward for Florida.
Yeah,
especially this time of year. This is ridiculous.
I mean, when I was there, it was pretty darn dry. I don't think there was any rain.
There was no rain, and we're still not expecting rain for at least another week.
Wow.
Yeah, so what the hell, you know? It's like, shit, it's getting drier and drier.
So, now, when is hurricane season again?
Tuesday.
It starts Tuesday?
Mm-hmm.
Literally?
Mm-hmm.
Tomorrow.
No, June 1st. I'm sorry, next Tuesday.
Oh, okay.
So, June 1st. So, just doesn't mean it's going to get wet. Most of our hurricanes happen later in the season, like in October and November. So
I see.
But yeah.
So this may become a new normal. Like, this may be the new dry season.
God, I hope not. My lawn looks like hell, and it's going to cost me a fortune to water this tree so it doesn't die on me.
Yeah. Where do you get your fresh water from?
Me? The tap.
Well,
like there's this device in my kitchen, and it's got like a lever on it. And if I push the lever,
where is the water sourced?
I think a majority of it comes from the Hillsborough River, and then the rest of it is like desalinated water.
Interesting.
So I believe we do have a desalination plant going on.
Those are expensive.
They are very expensive. My water is so far not too bad, but I'm sure it's going to go up after this drought thing. So.
So what's this I hear about no more all-day breakfast?
Yeah, I haven't done a Googly search on it, but I'm not exactly sure what happened. But lately, you know, I had a routine. On Sundays, I would go to Publix and do my grocery shopping. Okay. And then on the way home, I would stop somewhere and pick up breakfast for me and the husband. And for a while, it was a local donut place. And then they became ridiculous, the hole-in-one donuts, but they became ridiculously busy, and also COVID kind of like shut them down for a long time.
That's sad.
So then I started doing Dunkin' Donuts. That was just painful. Painful. Painful to do Dunkin' Donuts.
I
don't know why. It was like you try to order a sandwich, you just want a croissant. Cheese and bacon. You want cheese and bacon on a croissant. You don't want any egg. You want egg, cheese, bacon. No, I don't want egg. Hold the egg. No, fine, sure, hold the egg. Call whatever the fuck you want to call it. I don't want egg on it. And they always fucked it up. Because I'm not a fan of the folded egg. I don't really care for the folded,
you don't like
egg.
The folded egg.
No, I don't. I think it tastes like caca. it does. I'd rather eat it. To me, it's like eating styrofoam. Folded egg is like eating styrofoam. It is. It's disgusting. Believe it or not, like those breakfast sandwiches, if they had the regular biscuit breakfast sandwiches and just sausage
with
and cheese,
biscuit.
I would. Without the egg. So what I do actually in the morning is when I unpack it to cook it, I throw out the egg. Everywhere I take the egg and I just toss it out and I just make it with the sausage and the cheese because I don't like the egg. I love eggs.
Back in the olden days with McDonald's, it was a real egg.
Oh, I'm sure it was.
A real egg and it went into a round mold.
Yes.
And then you put a cover on
but
you add a little water.
And the egg McMuffins, though, still use a real egg. And I'll still get an egg McMuffin. I love me an egg McMuffin.
I gotta say, though, I'm starting to wonder if it's not eggs that come in a carton that are ready to go and you just nuke it.
That could be.
You know. But I gotta say, their biscuits are still about the same quality. Because I took a walk and I got myself a bacon, egg, and cheese biscuit sandwich for breakfast. Yeah. Anyways.
You know what's really good is Popeye's biscuits.
Well, anyways, we got to move on.
Glad
I took a break. It was a nice break. I didn't do much but relax. I slept a lot. I took a couple walks, but I mostly sat on my ass or laid on the red sofa. And just...
there you go.
Anyways, I visited the Tampa Cheyampa Studios. Yay! And I borrowed a USB cable. Did I return it?
Yes, you returned. Okay. You returned the USB cable.
Okay, good. Well, so do we have any voicemails?
No, we have no voicemails.
Well, folks, you can join me in the chat room by visiting cheyampa.org. That's cheyampa.org. And our phone lines are open for you at 813-327-8566. And now, Anthony's got something fun for us to read about in the Weed Corner.
Damn it.
What happened?
No, there are 15 locations in Florida that still offer all-day breakfast.
But yours is
Tampa is not one of them. Tampa is not one of them. So I have to give up my... I have to give it up. That's fine. All right, let me go and open the Weed Corner here. All right. Our first one comes from the AP News from last Friday. Colorado residents can now legally possess up to 2 ounces.
Wow.
Yeah, right? Isn't that awesome? 2 ounces, which is also 56 grams of cannabis, after a bill was signed into law doubling the possession limit for adults 21 and older.
Hmm.
Additional pardons under the new law will apply to residents convicted of low-level marijuana possession crimes. Hmm. And more than 2,700 people in October who were convicted of possessing up to 1 ounce of marijuana and more are expected under this new law. So 2,700 people so far as of last October, I believe. And then I guess they're expecting more with these changed up to 2 ounces of possession. So, yeah.
That's interesting. I wonder if more states will follow suit. You know, just because, hey,
I thought California did, and I want to say I believe did not Illinois do the same thing with low level marijuana crimes?
Yeah. A lot of that has been expunged.
Yeah, so I don't think that's not as much of the issue, I think. But yeah, I don't. How much are you able to legally possess in Illinois?
I believe it is 35 grams.
Okay.
So 1 ounce.
So, all right. So not 2 ounces. So a little over an ounce. All right.
Yeah.
Well, there you go. That makes sense. So I guess at least they get more, which is always good. You know, it's always good to have, but, you know, I mean, an ounce of weed usually does me pretty good for, you know, at least, you know, a day.
Well, but they're a day.
Yeah, right. I'd be licking the carpets all day. Are you kidding me? All right. So our next one comes from the Associated Press last week. Catherine, a middle school teacher in North Carolina, was charged with manufacturing and trafficking marijuana and possession with intent to sell or deliver. The 47-year-old is accused of growing marijuana hydroponically in a greenhouse under artificial light and in pots in the backyard. About 25 pounds worth.
Wow.
That's about 400 ounces of weed. That's a lot of weed. That'll be a good weekend. It's a good weekend.
Right?
Yeah, right. Deputies said they also seized various drug paraphernalia, including rolling papers, a grinder, and a plastic bong. Really? A plastic bong?
Plastic bong?
Plastic bong. I mean, come on. Let's be honest. That's kind of... All right. That's it for your weed corner. Back to you, Joe.
Okay.
With your plastic bong.
Well, plastic bong away, folks. Anyways, it's time for our word of the show.
Oh, I see.
Are you ready, Anthony?
No, but go on anyway.
Are you ready? Do I have the sound effect?
I don't know. I guess the question is more of, are you ready?
And the word of the show is melange. And melange means a mixture or medley, like my friend often cooks from a melange of ingredients. Well, as Roger would say, wow. Anyway, the more you know, only at the Joe and Anthony show. Okay, Roger, why don't you go ahead and, you know, take it away, because I know you've been tugging at me.
Oh, bloody hell, it's me, Roger. Anyway, if you didn't know it, and if you did, well, pip and lumpy rugs for you. This is the National Day moment for today. Well, it won't be today if you're not listening today. Anyway, the date I am speaking of is May 24th, 2021, and it is, oh boy, it's National Yucatan Shrimp Day, and Aviation Maintenance Technician Day and Brothers Day, National Scavenger Hunt Day, and National Escargo Day, and what you've really been waiting
for. Escargo.
Woohoo, it's National Wyoming Day. Wow. Well,
Joe is going what to day?
Take fancy leave of Wyoming. Our Anthony to push a
Wyoming.
Button that hopefully will dispense Yucatan shrimp in Fiesta
Wyoming
bowls
has a national
on
day.
Demand. Wait, what? Anyway, let that spinning wheel roll, Anthony. I think, yes. No. Error code 1.487.6301. Help me dot back to you, Joe.
Okay, well, I know I've got something here to read, folks. Roger, are your batteries run down? Did you forget to buy new ones? Are you feeling despair buying it at your local grocery store only to have the cashier call out for a store-wide price check announcement for butt cream?
Condoms, Rose! Condoms!
You didn't even ask for them? Are you like Roger? Do you need a safe space to talk about it? Well, you can always rely on us. Give us a call at 813-327-8566. And trust us, we'll laugh. We promise. Back to you, Anthony.
A random string of words related to something.
Wasn't so random.
I guess not. Why don't you go ahead and spin the wheel, Joe? There you go. There goes the wheel.
It's the Impala of wheels. Damn.
Polynesians to get checked out.
Yeah, our insurance ain't covering that.
Yeah, no, let me pull this up here. Hold on, random news winner. All right. Yes. I work at Joe's Corner. Are we running ahead? Are we, like, really running ahead? No. Yeah, wow. Are we in, like, a time warp? This is crazy. This is great. I think maybe the clock on the computer is off or something, or something's off.
I'm showing 7:15 and 35 seconds.
Yeah, same here. Seconds. Huh? Go figure. Okay.
I think we're just running really early.
All right. Well, then we'll just kind of keep it on going. Tonight's random story comes from the Tampa Free Press about a man with a truck, a gun, and a banana. Last Tuesday at approximately 8 a.m., Pinellas Park Police patrol units responded to a shooting call that occurred in the 7500 block of southbound Highway 19. Police say that during the initial investigation, it was learned that the shooting was the result of a road rage incident. As a result of a continued investigation, it was determined that the victim became involved in a verbal argument with Robert.
Hey, where did
it go? Yes, right. Following the argument, the victim drove past Robert, who was seated inside of his pickup, and threw a portion of a banana that hit the side of Robert's pickup truck. Police say that at the time, Robert fired a single round at the passing truck being driven by the victim. He hot.
That's like a... There was a picture of him in there, and then it went away.
That's because you hovered over the link.
Well, now it's not
there
working.
You go.
Oh, now it is.
Now
oh.
it is. There you go.
You know what that means?
You know what that means? That means we got time, so we're going to do this. We're going to do this. That's Roger National Day.
We interrupt this programming to bring breaking news from the WED newsroom.
We seem to be in some sort of time warp, Chip.
I know. And then you all of a sudden became strangely muted, but invertified.
Strangely invertified muted.
Oh, wow. The chat room is busy now.
Is the chat room busy? Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Why? How about the hey chat room? I'm not reading you because I'm doing too much. And if I try to read you, then, you know. Anyway, so we are in like a weird time warp with time tonight. I don't know where it came from, but we just thought we'd announce that. Thanks for thanks for tuning in.
We now return you to your regularly scheduled program, already in progress.
Holy and then shit, I saw Tim Gunn's thing, and it was... Like,
really? Really? That? See, I thought...
Oh!
Oh, yeah. Anyway. Anyway, so, as a result of the shooting, the right front passenger window of the victim's truck was shattered, and the bullet entered and lodged into the front passenger dashboard area of the truck. The victim suffered a small, non-life-threatening laceration to his leg from a piece of glass fragment that struck him. During the investigation, Robert was identified as a possible subject in the shooting. Last Wednesday, he agreed to meet with detectives and was subsequently charged with the felony charges listed above. Robert was booked into the Pinellas County Jail and is currently sitting in with a bail of $12,000 bond. Wow, that's pretty good. All right, well, that's it. Back to you, Betty. Wherever we are.
Betty here. Be sure to check out Radio Free Labor, Headphone Meditations with John DuBose, and the Inept Supervillains podcast, where black geeks drink while discussing society, politics, and geek-related media, usually to disastrous results. Check these out and much more that we recast on Chimba Radio. Be sure to visit chimba.org for our complete broadcast schedule, social medias, and much more. Wow. Roger is shitting on the floor again. There goes my nice programming features. Anyway, with all the fun we have around here, why not be a part of the show?
Yeah, why not?
Give us a call at 813-327-8566. And now, for Joe's weather and informed news. Back to you, Joe. Betty out.
Well, thank you so much, Betty. You're always such a joy to listen to.
You got it, Joe.
Thanks, Ben.
Anyways, wow. Before we get to the news sourced by our very own Chip Skipper, even though I'm not in Tampa for a few days, because that was last week, I figure I can't let our listeners down by not giving you the
special voice. It's time for your Champ of Chicago weather from our very own Chicago's Midway International Airport.
Unless you're listening live, it's not currently 87 and sunny. The dew point is 55, the humidity is at 34%, and winds are howling out of the southwest at 16 miles per hour. And for you pilot types, the visibility is 10 miles. Tonight, it'll be gusty, mostly cloudy, with a low around 70. Tuesday, a slight chance of showers, breezy, and a high of 83. Wednesday, gusty, mostly cloudy, then gradually becoming sunny with a high near 82. Thursday, a slight chance of showers with a high of 59. Whoa, what a difference. Friday, a chance of showers, mostly cloudy, with a high near 55. And for the weekend, mostly sunny with highs in the 60s. And now, it's time for a melange of news, sourced by Chip Skipper, and read by our very own Joe. Wait, that's me!
And now, for the news!
Wow, I guess if the future needs to remember fast food toys, we have this man to thank. And you'll have to click the link to see the picture, I think. Because this guy's got, like, all the fast food, Happy Meal, whatever promotional toys that could ever exist. May 6th, UPI. The Guinness World Record holder for the largest collection of fast food toys said his collection has now doubled to 20,000 toys. Percyville of Epelite in the Philippines was awarded a Guinness World Record in 2014 when his collection of kids' meals toys from eateries including McDonald's, Burger King, and Jollibee was tallied at 10,000 items. Percyville said his collection has grown in the ensuing years and has now doubled his record with 20,000 toys. He says his eventual goal is to use his collection to start a museum for fast food toys. That's nice. Don't you think?
Yeah, I think that's kind of interesting. You know what I'm looking for?
What are you looking for?
The Guinness Book World Record for cheese. Nacho
Ooh.
Cheese. Because, you know, I need some nacho cheese.
Well, report back to us when you find
out. Ooh, the largest serving of nachos. All right. Come on, really? There we go. It was in April of 2012, and it weighed 2,126 kilograms.
Holy shit.
At University of Kansas. 4,689 pounds, so just a little over 2 tons.
And who ate all that? And are they... Are they flying around the planet right now? I mean...
served in enormous heaped servings to athletes at the University of Kansas Stadium.
Jeez.
So, yeah. So, there you go.
Either that or it's an awfully stinky place.
Oh, well, I don't. Yeah, was there beans? There was tomatoes, salsa, nacho chip. Yeah, meat and beans. Cheese. Ooh. Yep. 2,200 pounds of cheese. Yeah. All right. Well, let's move on.
It's always 420 in the studios.
Always 420.
And we fuck politicians.
Fuck the man.
And their fake Macs. So more news from Canada, nation of paradoxes. And I believe this one is coming from... Where the fuck is this story coming from? Gizmodo. A nation of paradoxes, which printed the wrong leaf on its currency and where a mayor's approval rating can rise after a world-famous crack scandal. This week's mystery from the north, Justin Trudeau has been photographed masquerading as a MacBook user. Why, Canada? As one can see from an image on the Team Trudeau training portal on the Liberal Party website, the already scandal-plagued Prime Minister is laughing while using a Mac laptop in a video conferencing volunteer meeting. The image went unnoticed for months until fucking zoot right wingers with enhancement technology pointed out a white Apple logo sticker slapped over a Hewlett-Packard logo. The black rounded charger cable proves Trudeau's guilt beyond a reasonable doubt. Oh, and don't forget that Windows can clearly be seen on the big screen over Trudeau's shoulder. Deceit, they say. Some days ago, a Liberal Party spokesperson confirmed to Vice that computer is indeed fraudulent, and then he borrowed the laptop from a volunteer so he could thank the staff on a video conference. Said volunteer has not come forward, but clearly he'll never work in politics again.
Or probably will, you never know.
Yep.
They were able to pull this one off.
So the photograph is disorienting as a whole. Trudeau hunched over a civilian issue laptop, giggling in full view of the camera. The volunteer is in a prime minister-sized screen facing Trudeau and also slightly angled to face the camera, a dim volunteer training studio, and as a setting where Justin Trudeau hangs out. And a MacBook sticker, just in case Justin Trudeau's richest friend swings by. Tim Cook is coming! Tim Cook is coming! The bagman shouts occasionally as he runs through the volunteer halls like a Canadian Paul Revere dispensing stickers. Maybe today will be the day Tim brings Canada MacBooks. That's fun.
Well, we'll see. We'll see. All right. Well, here we go. We shall move on to Fiddles McGinty.
Fiddles fucking McGinty.
Fiddles fucking McGinty. Today. I see.
I don't know what this next word is in this whole thing, but it's what a guy. May 20th, UPI, a 46-year-old Chicago man who has been battling Parkinson's disease for nearly 20 years, broke a Guinness World Record by performing 30 chest-to-ground burpees in 1 minute. Jimmy, who was diagnosed with Parkinson's at 27, said he used his love of athletic activities to manage the condition, a brain disorder that leads to uncontrollable shaking, muscle stiffness, and imbalance. He said he started getting, practicing burpees as a means of protecting himself from falls while training for marathons. When you look at it, a burpee is controlled fall to the ground and then pushing myself back up so I can do it all over again. It was my desire to learn a safety skill for my situation that led me to add burpees to my daily routine, he told Guinness World Records. He successfully broke the Guinness World Record for most chest-to-ground burpees in 1 minute when he completed 30 in the allotted time. That's fast. Woo! The athlete, who has competed on NBC Sport American Ninja Warrior 5 times, said he still wants to set his record to show others with brain disorders and similar illnesses that they can thrive and accomplish things that most people thought only 100% healthy people can do. And that's a wrap on Joe's news, sourced by the lovable Chip Skipper and his crack news team. Back to you, Anthony. You're welcome.
Thanks, Joe. Do you lack performance in the bedroom and the desire to do anything about it? Are you running out of excuses on date night when it comes time to get nasty in the bedroom? Well, worry no more. With Bitch
no
Go
more.
To Bed, you can deliver a discreet yet powerful mist of Anastasia that will knock your horny half out for at least 6 hours. Bitch Go to Bed is exclusively is available exclusively at your local dollar miscellaneous store, where a dollar won't get you much without another dollar. Do you know what I mean? I don't know where the fuck that came from, but you know, hey, sometimes shit just falls out of there. Do you want to be part of this disjointed Southern Fried Collusion Flea Toilet Seat Licking GMO Loaded Experience? Call us at 813-327-8566 for your complimentary bottle of Bitch Be Gone. Or Bitch Go to Bed. This week on This Way Out, a novel threesome upends gender in detransition, baby. Hughes and Whitman hide in plain sight in a rainbow minute. Ooh. The UK Queen's special renews the promise of a conversion therapy ban. His family's honor killing ends a young gay Israeli's life. Cameroonian trans woman gets 5 years for dining while trans. And the U.S. tops a yearly record for anti-LGBTQ laws in 4 months. Wow, 4 months, and so many anti-LGBTQ laws have been introduced. It's insane. All that and more this week when you discover This Way Out, the international LGBT radio news magazine, Monday nights at 9 Eastern, right after the Joe and Anthony Show on Chiampa Radio. Hang tight, folks. We'll still be melange in 4 minutes when we return, or something like that. Where's the button? Here's the button. Hi, button. Go, button.
First half. Hello, everybody. This is Joe, your host on WEED Chiampa Radio. Do you miss those commercials that we used to broadcast? You know, some of those retro commercials for Alka-Seltzer, and Kent Cigarettes, and Philip Morris? Well, tonight, in Joe's retro commercials, we bring them to you here on WEED Chiampa Radio.
Let's do snack math. Wholesome organic popcorn plus sparkling soda plus piping hot coffee equals delicious refresh-a-rama for the whole family. Visit our snack bar today and taste the movies. This message is brought to you by the Mike Show Snack Bar. Please eat responsibly. No hablo español.
Darn, my sink trap's clogged.
Do you know what's clogging it?
Who knows what's down there? Grease, food, hair.
Better use Crystal Drano, the all-purpose drain opener.
Oh, sure, Drano's terrific on grease, but can it clear those other clogs, too?
Yes, all-purpose Drano clears grease and food and hair.
Wow, now I know what to use, even if I don't know what the clog is. Drano.
Beautiful. Drano, the all-purpose drain opener.
This station is being brought to you via Nullsoft Shoutcast streaming technology. For more information, visit shoutcast.com.
Piccolo Partutiris, Joe Wisdom is fiddling with my language circuits again. It's me, Betty, and you are listening to Chiampa Radio.
It's time to play Sail of the Century.
Hi, Betty here with your latest current digital currents report, for when you need to know. Well, since you last heard me droning on, both studios experienced massive node failures at point C. Object 3-X, stroke 68, has wear and tear with linear heat and carbon buildup. Luckily, user chip 3829 used a can of air to blow super-cooled air onto circuits, making them one with their bits again. Hoopla heads, stay in your lane. We've noticed stray hoopla heads think they are premium data sets leaving energy proclamated bits on their journeys to the main processor. Cleanup is near impossible when user chip 3829 is not around. Alert, alert. Studio improvements needed in Chicago immediately, let me tell you. A cat, located in Chicago studios, has static buildup in their pussy. That buildup shoots electron volts out of the pussy into our direction, on a constant basis. This creates more hoopla heads and I am sick of it. Okay, that's it. End of report. Wow, that was a report. Hey, are you catching the Joe and Anthony show? Monday night at 8 p.m. is taped. Joe and Anthony share some of the wackest shit I've ever heard. I even make appearances to keep the guys on their toes. Check us out. Also, visit www.shyampa.org for the Shyampa Radio broadcast schedule. Music tracks provided by Kevin MacLeod. For more, visit www.incompetent.com.
He also says, I love the penniless county bong bowls in the world.
Now, there you go. Just some ass-kicking shiznit from Null Soft Shoutcast.
Why don't you go ahead and cue one of those robots?
Which robotic cue do I need to do? I forget. Oh, that one. Okay.
Hello, Roger here. Welcome back. Thank God it's today, because up next we've got a Tampa weather forecast and what you've really been waiting for, Anthony's Florida weather and his world-famous, crazy Florida news. But first, no, yes. Go grab your dildos, pocket pussies, favorite smoking devices, snacks, and fizzy beverages, biatches. So before we can get started with Anthony's crazy everything, Joe will immediately see Smooth spooping the script. Okay, take it away, the lovable Anthony.
That's, thank you, Roger.
You're welcome, Anthony.
That seems a little disturbing to me.
You're welcome, Anthony.
But, thanks, Roger. All right, hold on.
You're welcome, Manton.
Yes. I'm trying to reset a beverage and a koozie here before I continue on. And I have to load the weather.
The weather.
I know. I'm so, like, behind on this. Here we go. All right, let's...
all the time.
There we go. All right, where are we at? All right, before we continue, it's time for your Shyampa weather for Tampa Bay from Tampa International Airport, KTPA. Unless you're listening live, it is not currently lightly cloudy and 83 degrees. We have a heat index of 84 degrees. The humidity is currently at 51%. The dew point is 63 degrees and visibility is 10 miles. Tonight, Monday night, will be mostly clear with a low around 70. Tuesday, sunny with a high near 90. Tuesday night, mostly clear with a low around 72. Wednesday, sunny with a high near 91. Wednesday night, mostly clear with a low around 72. I wonder if I can find the monthly rain totals. Because, you know, we've, like, had no rain. Like, none.
Like you're like zero. A freaking desert.
Yeah, no, it was funny because I was like walking across my front yard the other day and it felt like it was, the grass was so brown and so dry, it crunched.
There was one lady watering her grass because it was pretty early when I went out.
Yeah.
And
I can't afford to do that.
Yeah, her grass was pretty darn green. I gotta tell you,
I'm sure it is. I can't afford to. Unfortunately, I can't do that. I wish I could, but so
yeah.
But anyway, let's move on to some Florida weather or Florida news. Not some Florida weather, some Florida news. All right, there we go. All right, our first Florida news story of the night comes from NBC Channel 2 News out of Fort Myers. Wow, that's some poor writing. This is what happens when I write in the middle of the afternoon after drinking and smoking all day. I've been noticing similar typos all evening. Out of Fort Myers with a man who was the subject of a very isolated lightning strike. A trooper allegedly spotted Steve, 38, with his turn signal on, swerving between lanes while cruising down I-75. When the trooper pulled him over, Steve had alcohol on his breath, slurred speech, and had difficulty locating his insurance paperwork. Steve told the trooper that his truck pulled slightly to the left because it was struck by lightning. Despite not having medical proof, he also claimed that he might be diabetic because he gets tingling in his hands. Steve told the trooper he had several sports-related concussions, though none in the recent past. He denied drinking alcohol, saying he had only eaten peanuts and Cracker Jacks.
Oh, boy.
If they don't win, it's a shame. I don't know if I'll ever be back. C failed the field sobriety test and was booked into Collier County Jail.
Yep, he won his prize.
Yeah, it's your prize. There you go. Where's your trophy? Where's the trophy dispenser? Here we go.
Oh.
All right. Trophy dispenser. Next. All right.
Ding 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 ding.
Are you enjoying that? Are you enjoying the ding-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling-a-ding-ding?
Yep.
Okay, good for you. All right. So our next crazy Florida story of the night comes from WEAR Ware TV Channel 3 News in Pensacola, Florida, and tells us about Hunter, who solves everything with an end loader. All right. Hunter of Crestview, Florida, wanted to talk to his girlfriend, but she showed up in someone else's car. He tried to ask her questions, but she refused to answer. That's when Hunter used a front-end loader to dump dirt in the 2010 Cadillac. Unfortunately for her, the windows were down. Jail records say Hunter was arrested for criminal mischief by Okaloosa County Sheriff's Office on Wednesday. OCSO Jail View reveals Hunter was given $1,000 bond and he was released from jail on Thursday evening.
Wow.
There's your trophy. All right. Yeah, so, you know, just dump dirt on a car. It happens. This one's my favorite one. I like this one. This one had me chuckling when I was writing news script the other day. All right, let's see.
Sexy.
Yeah, sexy, right? Our final and naked news story of the night comes from WFLA, Tampa Bay's News Channel 8, and tell us about some naked joyriding. There you go. Troopers responded to an alert from the Gilchrist County Sheriff's Office last Saturday morning that said deputies were in pursuit of a stolen vehicle heading southbound on Interstate 75 in Sumter County. A trooper observed the car in question, a 2009 Cadillac sedan. What is it with these Cadillacs? It looks like the same car, too. I wonder if this was the same woman. You know, wonder. It's like, is this the same woman? Is this the Cadillac before it got the dirt dumped on it?
Yeah, did she deserve the dirt?
Oh, we got a caller.
Oh, we got a caller.
Hold on. Let me turn down the background. Nope. The caller ended. You can call back if you want, caller. I think the call should be working. They were working earlier. Maybe it was a misdial. That's okay. Anyway. A trooper observed the car in question, a 2009 Cadillac sedan traveling on the Interstate 75 in Hernando County. When they tried pulling over the car, the driver fled and began driving the vehicle at upwards of 110 miles an hour. Deputies pursued the driver along Interstate 75 and eventually onto State Road 52 before they stopped the car with a pit maneuver and the woman was detained. Rachel, 24, of Plant City, nearly fully unclothed, was immediately taken into custody and arrested for grand theft auto, reckless driving, fleeing and eluding, possession of methamphetamine, and driving while license suspended.
Oh, wow. Super praise for you.
Yep, online jail records show that Rachel has previous arrests for petty theft and drug possession, among other charges. And that's it for your crazy Florida news. Back to you, Betty.
No, Betty.
Yeah, well, Betty. Hell, you can thank the database that you are tuned into, Shyampa Radio. We're always looking for unique content and people. Call Shyampa Radio anytime at 813-327-8566.
and you too can hang out in the studio with these two lovable idiots. Be a part of this unique Q-Studio experience. No, no, no.
Yes.
Be sure to visit us at shyampa.org for our latest broadcast schedule, and did you know you can chat on our webpage? Just scroll down to the chat room, pick a nickname and chat. But now, go grab your bongs, biatches, because your two lovable stoners are going to start intelligently conversing on about this, or that. Hold on, woohoo, here it comes, the plethora discussion segment. Take it away, the lovable Joe and the lovable Anthony.
Well, thank you so much, Betty.
You got it, Joe. You got it, Anthony.
So, hey, Anthony, we need a show title. If you remember last week, it was Burst in Flames in Citrus County, Landmark Show Edition. This week, it's XX.
I actually say Naked Joyriding.
Naked Joyriding sounds like a lovely title to me.
I like the idea of Naked Joyriding. I think that sounds pretty good.
There we go.
All right, fantastic.
And there you go. We are now in the plethora discussion session.
Yay, the plethora discussion adjustment section. Segment. Session.
Does your butthole itch, Anthony?
Oh, I can't even begin to tell you.
Well, boy.
Let's not discuss that in mixed company.
You know. Because we got 10 minutes to cover.
Wow. Well, we had a caller. Let me.
Well, it was a butt dial, I think.
It was a butt dial?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
So we may have a caller. Who knows?
We may have a caller. We may not have a caller.
You know, it's awesome. We've got two guests in the chat room. We've had some pretty fun and interesting stories.
Yeah.
Mine was filled with Guinness World Records and strange things.
True, it was. And that's okay. You know, there's nothing wrong with that.
That's funny. I have never actually looked up Guinness World Records just to see what the fuck is actually out there.
Yeah, you know. We're getting a call. Here comes the call. All right, caller, you're on the air. Oh, I hear the caller. That sounds like Ezel. That's either Ezel or Aunt Mary. What's up?
Hey, Ezel.
How's it going?
Hey, what's going on, boys?
Hey, Ezel.
Oh, man. Hey, I finally got that seed out of my nose.
What are you doing with a seed up your nose, Ezel?
I don't know, man. I was just mixing it up, and I don't know. I sneezed, and the damn thing blew up my nose. I don't know. That's shit. But anyway, oh, man, I'll tell you about buttholes, man. Did you ever get a case of the hemorrhoids, man?
Yes.
Oh, yes. Man.
Yes.
That's like torture. That is like torture, man. Man, you just pray that someday it'll stop, you know.
I bought special cream for that.
I know, but man, that shit's expensive, man. But you can get strawberry flavored creams for that, you know.
Strawberry flavored creams. All right.
Oh, man. But I want to say, it's getting pretty crazy out there.
Oh, hell yeah.
I was listening. Yeah, but listen to this. I don't know if you boys heard this or not. I'm watching the news the other day, and they're saying they're going to start weighing plane passengers.
I heard something about that. Yeah, me too. Yeah.
Did you hear about that? Man.
You're a commodity.
I was going to say, man, you can imagine. I mean, I've seen some big people in my life. And I mean, what are they charged by the pound? They're going to charge by the pound now? Or is it going to be like luggage? And you're going to, like, if you're over 150 pounds, it's like $1 a pound. Man, these people are nuts.
Well, you know
what,
though? Here's the thing. If I'm paying extra because I'm over 150 pounds, then I want a bigger, more comfortable seat.
That's true.
If I have to pay extra, then I want more room. Then you give me the more room that I want if you want me to pay extra.
Well, this is what I want to know. If they're going to start paying or charging people for, you know, their weight, Are they going to take, because what they're saying now is that the planes are overloaded. The weight limits are far exceeding what the safety standards are. So now, are you going to take some of them seats out of that plane so you can compensate for the overweight people? Or are you just going to just keep the seats and just charge the money, you know, make some more money? You know how that goes. That shit, man, I'll tell you.
Well, and another thing is they could, you know, they should also, you know, put a, you know, lay back on luggage. I've seen people fly with some heavy shit.
Yeah, and crazy shit that they carry on, too.
Oof. Oh, man, a lot of airlines, they charge you for, you know, to check your baggage. But I seen people, when we were down at Nashville, I took the Clay people on there. They really enjoyed that thing.
I'm glad to hear that. How much luggage did the Clay people take? I think I got a postcard from Runny from Nashville. It was all smeared. I think the post guy just barely found the address. But tell Runny I got the postcard.
So. Okay, because they got wet that day, and you know they kind of smear when they get wet.
Yeah,
you know?
I kind of like noticed that. Yeah, I wasn't
like when
sure.
When the poo-poo gets wet, it gets smeary. You know what? I'm telling you, it is a crazy world. Now I'm watching a commercial for a car manufacturer.
Okay.
And it says, and now they introduced this car manufacturer. You probably saw this, that they have an alarm in the car that if you leave your kid in the back seat and lock the car up, it sounds an alarm.
Oh, yeah.
Now, I want to know what kind of fucking shit are you smoking to leave your kid in the back seat of a car?
And
you go to the ball game. What kind of shit is that, man?
The scary part about it is it happens in Florida all the time during the summer. At least once a week on the news. Some parent left their kid in the backseat of the car when they went to work.
Man.
Oh, no, it's horrible. It's sad.
And they went to work.
They thought they dropped the kid off at school. They went to work. They parked the car out in the parking lot in the hot baking sun all day. Yeah, that didn't end well.
Okay.
That's like baking a ham, man.
It is. It's horrible. It's terrible.
Oh, sort of tugging at mom or something or other, saying like, "Hey."
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know, Joe. They just don't. They just forget about the child. So yeah. So now they have to put things in cars that tell them that they have a child in the back seat.
Well, man, you got to be smoking some good shit to leave your kid in the back seat.
Tell me about it. Tell me about it. Absolutely. I want some of that shit. Thank you very much.
Oh, man. Turn me on, brother.
There you go. Absolutely.
Oh, man. Anyway. Oh, man. Hey, Joe, you got any coyotes over there
around on the property, but I've heard about
coyotes. Coyotes? Oh, so what's up with the coyotes? So we got some time. What's up with the coyotes?
They're breeding.
Really?
It's a plague. Oh, yeah, they're all over the joint.
Wow.
There was some woman in Bolingbrook. Remember Bolingbrook?
Well, Bolingbrook, like, didn't Bolingbrook, like, take off and develop, like, a lot over the past couple decades? Because last time I was in Bolingbrook was in the 90s, and I remember it was still kind of mostly suburbia. It was more like Florida than, like, Chicago.
Not anymore, man.
Yeah, I didn't think so. I didn't think so, yeah.
Well, here's the problem with Bolingbrook, you know, because that's, like, a big-time place now, but it's in the middle of a cornfield, you know?
Oh, yeah.
So these coyotes, what they're doing is they're coming out, and these people, they're walking their dogs. You know, them little itty bitty dogs. You know, they're walking them along. And these coyotes, they piss on you, brother. I'm going to take that little itty bitty morsel of meat. You know,
yeah, they're
that's
hungry.
Some good eating.
They're hungry. Yeah,
well,
absolutely.
Oh yeah. Well, this woman the other day, she's walking her little pooch down the road, and this coyote comes out and stances. Well, she's got a leash, so they're playing tug of war now.
Wow.
The coyote and her with this little dog.
Oh,
well,
my God.
That's not the bad part. The bad part is the coyote says, "Hey," he says, "fuck you, bitch," and jumps on the bitch.
Oh, wow.
Oh, man.
Wow.
She suffered like third-degree coyote bites, man. I'm telling you.
Ouch. Rabies City.
Yeah, no, that's...
Oh, man, you got to be careful. No. You know, I think everybody's going nuts, even the coyotes, you know what I
mean? It is. The aliens are coming.
I know,
the
I'm nuts. Are
coming. Hey, they're bringing out next month. They're bringing out the report from the Pentagon.
There you go.
Their alien report from the Pentagon. So you know what? Strap yourself in, brother, because I want to be the first knucklehead to get on one of them ships and takes off at 30,000 feet per second. You know
right,
what I mean?
Right, right. Oh, that'd be an interesting little journey.
Could you imagine doing a bong and then getting on one of them starships and taking off?
I don't know. I would probably, you know, with me, I'd probably get paranoid as hell. That's my problem. I'd be freaked the fuck out.
No, man, you just got to sit back and enjoy it. I'll tell you. Hey, boys, I got to go, man. We got to go play some Candyland with the clay people.
All right, Ezel.
Hey, we'll have fun.
We'll talk to you later, man. You know, smoke.
Thanks, Ezel.
Smoke it if you got it, Ezel. Absolutely.
All right, boys. We'll talk to you later.
Have a good one.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Yourself.
Bye.
Thank you.
Too. All right. Bye.
Well, that was fun.
Yeah, that was. It's always nice to talk to Ezel. And I think we got about less than a minute until the ugly lights come on. So, you know, hey, we're doing pretty good with time. See, you were all worried we were going to run out of time, and we even.
I know. We always correct ourselves at the end.
No, it kind of. There's another call coming in. Is it? Nope. Oh, that one must have been a butt dial too.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Maybe the clay people. Oh, you know what the clay people probably use on the phone. They get smeared all over and makes it misdial everything like that. You know,
unfortunately, there may not be a show next week.
That's understandable. I mean, I'm surprised that we had one tonight. So I'm happy. We'll have one when we can have one, and that's okay. Yeah. So you know, we'll plug along as we need to. And here they are.
Thank you.
The ugly lights. The ugly lights are coming on. Where's my pointer? There's my pointer. Where's my pointer? There's my pointer. Where's my pointer? There's my pointer. Hello, folks. It looks like the ugly lights are coming on, and Roger seems to be having some kind of system failure in the bathroom. So I'd like to thank you for tuning in tonight, listening in our recast later on, or just supporting us in your own little Cecil Snowflake way.
Oh, yeah. I had Crazy People RS installers come out and install the special pointers so we don't bump into things in the bathroom. You'll love it, I promise. Glad you could all join us for the Joe and Anthony Show, either tonight or on a recast you picked up here on Triumper Radio, or one of the many places our show is carried. Right, Anthony?
Absolutely. You can make your commute more commutable with Weekday Rush Hour hosted by Betty starting at 6:30 Eastern, and Traffic with Toppers starting at 3:30 Eastern in the afternoon every weekday. Also, be sure to catch classic radio programming on Throwback Thursdays, Radio Free Labor at noon on the weekend, and Hot Dance Mixes from 2 to 4 on Sunday afternoon on Sunday Tea Dance.
You know, since you're here, why not keep yourself perpetually embellished in programming with extra added Technique audio procedures? How do I do this, you ask? It's easy. Just keep one of your devices perpetually tuned to Chiampa Radio. That's right. Just point your favorite browser to chiampa.org. That's chiampa.org. And go there for a complete listening experience. That's right.
Mr. Thomas had taken his muffins to America.
Yes. All right. So, yeah, we've reached the
good
end.
Show.
The end of the end, or somewhere.
Good show.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. What is it? Where we got? Oh, we're at 30. Wow. It's kind of. Yeah. So.
We have time.
What is with this time thing? My God. We are like in a perpetual time warp of. I don't know what that. It's like. And I'm like, the clocks are wrong. But I'm like, no, the clocks aren't wrong. The clocks are correct. The clocks haven't changed. The timers, oh my God. This, you know what? Black Widow. That's it right now. Black Widow. Here we go. Here's some of that marching music. Good old Good old Star Spangled Banner.
Star Spangled Banner.
Oh, say, can you see by the dawn's early light?
Yes.
So anyway, I think something's in queue, and it looks that way. And if time allows, we banter away for probably 10.2 seconds. Hello, Joe.
Wow. 0.2 seconds. That's 0.2. Such a long
10.2.
Time.
Isn't that such a long time? Right now, for some reason, it seems to feel like a damn eternity. I'm like, what? I'm in a time warp of hell.
And you know what? Maybe we're smoking the same strain.
Maybe. What are you smoking?
Biochem.
Not that, but anyway. Thanks, everyone, for tuning in tonight. We might be back next week. Check on Facebook. Shampit.org as well. Remember, folks, don't go on an egg at high-speed chase after you got threatened by a banana grown by a middle school teacher covered in pot-laced dirt. Have a good night, a good week, and stay tuned for a new episode of This Way Out with an R for Raptophilia.
You're welcome, Anthony.
That's a wrap. Bye-bye with an
brought to you via Nullsoft Shoutcast streaming technology. For more information, visit shoutcast.com.
Sounds for promotional, background, and other tracks are from Incompetech by Kevin MacLeod. Visit them at incompetech.com. Royalty-free music. You're listening to Shyampa Weed Radio. Chicago, Tampa, Shyampa. Radio.